Okay, we press record. Welcome to the Sparks team training call for Monday, June 25th, 2012. Sorry for the wrong date on the email. Hopefully everybody saw that it was for Monday. This is when our training calls are always on Monday. So if the date is one day off, please call in on Monday in the future. Tonight's topic we're going to go over is you want a dealer website. People ask me all the time. In the past I've offered free websites, and I still would give a free website for a dealer that really, really wanted one. But I think there's better options out there for most people, and you'll have a lot more success with these other options I'm going to cover tonight. Quick story, building your business there's many ways to do it. Some dealers can do it purely online. Some dealers do it locally. I do a mix. I've got web traffic that goes to my website, and then I have local customers and everything, and I think most dealers do that as well. So the reason you want to have a internet-based business or a portion of your business internet-based, because you can it works while you're sleeping. You wake up in the morning and guess what? You got a new customer. You don't know where they came from and you don't know them from Adam, but they're there and they might be 10 states away or they might be in Canada or somewhere else. So it's the internet is a very powerful tool. It just takes a little bit of a learning curve and it takes time. So, quick story. What I was going to tell here is I logged on to the dealer zone this morning, and I had a lead from Amsoil. This was not a T1 lead. This was a website generated lead from my own personal website, and it was in Davenport, Iowa. A guy requested information for motorcycles, and he requested information on becoming an Amsoil dealer. And that was about 9:30 this morning. And then about 12 o'clock today, I got another lead notification from Amsoil for a guy in North Carolina that was requesting information on, again, motorcycle, and he was interested in becoming an Amsoil dealer as well. So somehow they found my website, they logged onto that, read something they thought was interesting. They then went to the Amsoil through my website. They clicked on more information. They filled out all their name, address, telephone number, email address, and they sent it off. And then Amsoil then notified me as a dealer to follow up with them. I called both of them as soon as I possibly could and got them the information they were looking for, and hopefully we got a couple new customers to work with. So that's my quick story for the day. The internet does work. Some of you calling in today might have found myself through the Amsoil website, and it's out there. I've been working the internet since 2000. When I first started as a dealer, I created my own website from scratch, didn't know anything about it, just started reading on the internet, and, those were the good old days, as they say. One thing I want to talk about is there's several different types of sites you can have. The one type of site, the one I provide for free, is just a static HTML page. HTML is the language that the internet uses to make websites, and it's like the code on the backside that you don't see unless you know about building websites. Those types of pages was how the internet first started out, and people still to this day can use those type of pages. What I am finding is that as times are progressing, there's a lot better tools, there's easier things to learn. There's tools out there that integrate other forms of internet marketing that allow you a lot easier to build a website. For instance, social media like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, all these types of things. There's other websites out there you can use that are easier to make and actually work a lot better. and that's what I've actually transitioned all my website over to this new type of website. There's another type of site you can get for your AMSOIL business that AMSOIL provides. That's called a lube dealer site. As a premium dealer zone member, if you pay for the premium dealer zone, $9.95 a month, AMSOIL will give you a free website that you can do yourself. They make it really easy for you to put your own information in there, talk about yourself, do a about us contact page. You can have other links to other websites, and then all the links on that lubedealer.com website actually go to AMSOIL with your dealer number already in them. You don't have to know any kind of HTML or anything like that to make this site work. It is $9.95 a month. If you have the premium dealer zone, it's included in that. If you just want the AMSOIL website, the lubedealer.com, you can get that without the premium dealer zone for $20 a year. If you log into the dealer zone, there's a form online. You can do that and set that up, and AMSOIL will take care of, you know, maintaining the, make sure the links work and make sure that the website is working at all times. And, you know, that is an option. And what you can do with that, once you have a lubedealer.com site, it might be lubedealer.com/ mSparks is mine, for instance. That's the actual web address. But then you can also go and buy your own domain name for $12 a year, or $9.95. Some of them are $9.95, some are $12, something like that. And then that would be your own personal .com. For instance, www.lube-direct.com. That is my domain name. I own that. And I can forward that anywhere I want on the Internet. And you could forward your own personal domain name to the Lube Dealer site, and you're all set up. Put that on your business cards, or it's easy for somebody to remember, easy to find. Put it on the side of your vehicle and whatnot. And that is another option. Now, the third option is to do your own website. And I always tell people that want to have a website, that is normally your best option because you own it. You can have somebody develop the site for you. You can pay money to do this. You can also learn how to do it on your own. There's some free things out there you can do, like you can set up a site on blogger.com and just have it as a website, or you can set it up as a blog, however you want to do it. But you can do some of the free things as well. What I normally recommend you do is, if you're going to spend the time and the effort and the money to do it, is to go and get your own web hosting. If you want to pay somebody to help develop a site, there's the whole gamut. You can find somebody for a couple hundred dollars to help you develop your site, up to, I think I got a quote one time for $3,000 for somebody to develop a site. And that's, you know, I wouldn't recommend that doing starting out. I'd recommend, you know, kind of starting basic, and as your income increases, and get more elaborate with your websites and whatnot. And then the other thing to do on your own, you can use some of the tools that are out there. One I sent in the email out is called WordPress. This is was developed as a blogging software, but has now gone even further to this actual companies, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people use this as their own website. You don't have to blog on this thing if you don't want to. The advantage of blogging, or and blogging, something people think, well, I'm telling a story about my life, or, you know, whatever. No, it's like my blogging on my AMSOIL website, I'm giving information about AMSOIL products, and there's no lack for any information about AMSOIL. You can open the dealer magazine every month and just copy one of the articles that are in there that you think is just wonderful. Might be talking about hydraulic oils and how well they perform and whatnot. You write an article about that. Somebody goes on to Google and is looking for information about hydraulic oil, and guess what? Your page comes up. And the more you do that, the more your page comes up higher and higher. And that's really the key to the to getting found on the internet is to have the information that people are looking for. If you have a website just full of pictures and little flashy graphics and stuff like that, if somebody finds it, they say, ooh, that's really pretty and cool, but it doesn't do anything to help you get found. The actual words on the page are what people is what Google uses to help find the information somebody's looking for. It has to be what they call relevant information. So if you're talking about our products on a regular basis, people are looking for our products, they're going to find your website. I did one about the motorcycle Octane Boost. Had a call last week, a guy looking just for Octane Boost for his motorcycle because he gets can't always find the gas that he wants, and he's asked how it worked and whatever, and sent him off some information, so there's people out there looking for these little particular certain things. I mean, people call me for hydraulic, a biodegradable hydraulic oil. I did an article on that 2 years ago, and so that's a way to get found is using the WordPress type of websites. What else I was going to talk about too is this. It's called search engine optimization. SEO is what it's called for short. You can do some research on that on your own. I recommend you find some newsletters of different people that specialize in this, because this is constantly evolving. 10 years ago, 12 years ago, when I first started, you could have you didn't have to have some of the things that you have to have now in order to get found on the internet. You could pay to get found. You could do like hidden links in your thing that in your web page. Now, Google, they have figured out how to know if you're trying to trick the system. There's really no way to trick the system into getting on top of Google except for having relevant information that people think is that they want to read. And the more people that read it, the more people that link back to it, the more that it's going to get found more again and again. I do have a guy that I recommend subscribing to. He's here locally in the Nashville area, and he does web design services. I've never used it, but I do go to his classes that he has. He has free meetup.com classes in Nashville for search engine optimization. If you want to write this down, his website is thetopdesign.com. So it's to the top web design. You can go to his website and subscribe to his newsletter, and he'll give out information about how to do a lot of different things with your website and so forth. The other one is like I said, going to WordPress. And there's two different WordPresses. There's one that's WordPress.org, O-R-G. That is the free one that you download and use on your own site. And then there's WordPress.com, which is a free service. And I don't necessarily recommend using that. You log in and they create the website for you. You put the information. The problem is you don't own that information. If they don't like what you're posting, they can take it down. And they typically don't like home-based businesses or any kind of affiliate marketing or anything like that. They find out about that, they will shut your site down. They won't tell you they're shutting you down. They just shut it down. If you have your own website and you don't like the service, you can take it somewhere else. You own the information that's in it. And there's other programs that you can use to transfer from host to host and what have you. What I like to do now is I'm going to bring Bruce Wattman on. Bruce is a direct jobber in our team, lives in Pennsylvania. He's been a dealer for a number of years. Are you on, Bruce?
Yeah, I'm here, Michael.
Okay, great, great. How long have you been an AMSOIL dealer, Bruce?
2003, so what is that, almost 9 years now, I guess, right?
9 years, great, great. And you're pretty good on the internet. You've developed your own website, multiple sites. Can you describe some of the changes that you're seeing as well, maybe some things I've already talked about when you first made your site in 2003 till now?
Yeah, Michael, you mentioned earlier that the earlier part of the websites were like a straight HTML coding of websites. And that's what I initially did. And what I did was I created a website called thebestsyntheticoil.com. It's still available. I haven't updated it probably in about a year, maybe a year and a half. I don't know, because I've been working on other stuff. But all I did at that time was take the information from Amazon.com and copy and paste, use the images, and maybe rearrange some stuff, and then added the links, you know, with my ZO number and the URL information to back to Amazon.com, because, you know, all the internet transactions for Amazon for all dealers and accounts go through the Amazon.com's shopping cart system.
Yeah.
So it worked out, you know, pretty well. Like you talked about before, it's all about unique content. You know, if you add new content to the site, Google and the other search engines, Yahoo and Bing, you know, they like that. And, you know, that's how you would get, you know, ranked up in the listings or the page numbers, the top areas for whatever keywords you're looking for. And, for whatever reason, my site gets high clicks for the Mopar gear oil for manual transmissions. I don't think there's too many manual transmission Mopar cars anymore, but, you know, we have that product for that. The Sirocco compressor oil, and I forgot what the other one is. It might have been another compressor oil.
Yeah.
I can't recall. I haven't looked at my stats recently. But anyways, that was primarily because someone had found, particularly in the Mopar site, someone had found the page I created for that product and the MTL product and put it on some message form somewhere, and it spread around. And that's how it just kind of became popular. And I think the compressor oil has become popular because I promoted that sometime in 2004 or 2005 or something like that. And anyways, it just kind of stuck. And so now it's kind of been around for a while. It's kind of a higher in search engine, right? But, yeah, so now that site is maybe, like you talked about before, it might be a little bit out of date. It does. Those types of sites do require a constant maintenance to keep them fresh. And any kind of website that you want to do, any kind of website marketing you want to do, you've got to have content. And it's either got to, number one, going to be relevant and maybe current. And you've got to keep it, you know, updated. And that's the key. And it does take time to do it. It's not one of those things like if you were to get a LubeDirect website, you can modify those, not LubeDirect, LubeDealer. But the LubeDealer website from AMSL, those are nice. You can modify those a little bit, but they're fairly static, and they work well for pointing people in the right direction, but they're not the greatest marketing website. And
exactly,
to keep on top
exactly.
of that the whole time, you've got to not constantly, but you've got to update it. And you had mentioned before about, you know, there's a wealth of information that you can get from the AMSL.com website. And also all the other publications that AMSL does. And, you know, of course, the AMSL magazine is chock full of information. And you, like you said, you had mentioned before, copy and paste that information. Now, that might work well for a while. But if you can personalize that or modify it slightly so it's slightly different, has the same content and, you know, relevant technical information, but maybe you want to input a half a sentence or a paragraph about a customer that you know has used that particular product or products that are mentioned in that article. And so it's going to be different than any of the other type of articles that have the same type of information that it's out throughout the web, throughout the internet, because other dealers in AMSL are doing probably a similar type of thing. But if you interject a paragraph about one of your customers that you know is saying using a motorcycle oil and maybe their testimonial or type of bike that they're using or, you know, whatever information you can interject in there, and maybe you might make it shorter or maybe make it longer, and it's going to take a little time. You know, you have to invest, you know, a few hours or minutes or whatever to get that write that up again. Then that's going to be golden because you're going to have a nice piece of technical information that has a little bit more different information than what was found in the AMSL magazine.
Yeah, I typically do that. I'll take like an article and I'll put something before it. I'll put my own interjection. I might put the article and if it's one out of the AMSL magazine, if it's by one, whoever the writer is, I'll put that person, who give them credit. Then afterwards, I'll put some more information about, you know, maybe like you say, if you got a testimonial from a customer or I had a customer that used this product and they got these results and so forth, that adding that little bit extra is making you unique, so that Google, because if it's the exact same information on multiple sites, Google doesn't like that as well. Now, as far as like the time involved with your site that you built, would you say it took a lot of time to develop it in the beginning when you first were making it, maybe say 100 hours or something like that?
I don't recall how long it took, but it did take me months to do it. And I forget how many pages I have on there. I might have 150 different pages, maybe 300 pages. I don't recall exactly.
Yeah.
It did take a while to do it. But I think you mentioned this before, you know, website is marketing or is working for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And
yeah.
So I spent 100 hours back in 2003, 2004 time period, and then, you know, maybe another 2 or 3 hours a month every year for the last few more years after that. But that time, all that whole time, that was all those hours, you know, started back in 2004. You know, here we are in 2012. You know, that stuff is still working.
And they're still there. They've been working for the last, 9 years. That website is still there working for you. That information is not as relevant, but if somebody does come across it, they can still click on it. They can go to the AMZO website. They can contact you. They can send you an email. Real quick, now we spent a lot of time. I was the same way when I first developed my site. It took a long, long time to learn how to do it. It took a long time doing HTML, getting it to look right. If you have multiple pages, each page you do have to go is going to be. You have to go in there, back in there, and do that. You recently just did a WordPress site a couple of months ago. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that didn't take us long at all. I mean, you might have, a couple of hours in that, right?
Right, yeah, the WordPress blog, it's a little more advanced, but you can get different themes, so you can get different ways of how it looks, so it won't be all standardized. But the theme, and the WordPress interface works with the theme so that it can put the relevant information in the right spots without you having to figure out where it goes and how to do that. All you got to do is say, I want this information in my post, here's my text, and hit the button, and boom, you know, your theme has already been created, which you can buy. It'll automatically post that stuff up there, and it's really quite simple. It's a lot easier to do it that way. And that just takes time of developing and writing text and articles, and you know, maybe uploading a picture, finding a picture that is relevant, or maybe you have already took a picture from AMZO University or from one of your customer shops, that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah.
You know, having a website, you have to invest time to get it up and running. But once you do, it will pay dividends off in the long run. Just like a typical AMZO business, you know, the work that you're doing today, making phone calls or sending emails, you know, knocking on people's doors, you may not get the sale today. You get the sale maybe in 3 months, and that sale is going to pay you dividends, you know, that the time you worked on it, you know, 2 years down the road, 5 years down the road.
Gotcha.
One quick thing, Mike, I want to break in something else that you had mentioned earlier also. About the search engine optimization. I think nowadays also Google is looking for local searches or local internet services, I'll say. So the more that you can customize, an article or your web page or website to, say Nashville, Tennessee, that you're an AMZO dealer in Nashville, Tennessee, or you have an AMZO motorcycle shop in Clarksville, Tennessee, the more that you can specify and the location, the better you get in the search engine ranking. Because when someone wants to search for AMZO Nashville, Tennessee, they're going to find that page because you have it plastered all over the place that you are an AMZO dealer in Nashville, Tennessee. And, another AMZO dealer, in Duluth, Minnesota is not going to show up. They're really going to pinpoint on that. Even if you don't even search, sometimes Google is really fancy nowadays, where if you happen to be in a hotel, say in Richmond, Virginia, and you're searching for AMZO, it's not gonna give you an AMZO dealer in Los Angeles. It's gonna know you're in Richmond, Virginia, and it's gonna try to give you an AMZO dealers in Richmond, Virginia. So if you have the more you try to localize your content to the particular town that you're in, or a particular town that your retail on the shelf customers are, the better option a better chance they will get found in a search engine.
Well, excellent, excellent. I totally agree with all that you said. So, and, you know, it's ever evolving, and you know, some of the things that worked before don't work now. So definitely. Now, have you ever paid for any of your web services, or you just kind of learned all this on your own?
I think you said, have I paid for my web searches? Is that what you said?
No, have you ever paid to make your own website? Or to have your website, did you pay or you did it all on your own?
I did it all on my own. I did have some people make some graphics for me at one time, but I've done more or less done it my own because I've been working in computers for a while, so I kind of like doing
yeah.
that kind of stuff. So, but
yeah.
if you have the resources, and if you find the right person, you can invest that money and leverage yourself and your time to get that done. Sometimes it's always better to hire a professional than do it yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe you can trade some, if you don't know how to do it, you don't want to learn how to do it, maybe you can trade some Anzoil for some web design.
You can find, you can barter. If you go on Craigslist and want to barter, you can barter all kinds of stuff. I'm sure there's people out there who want to barter for websites, so yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Bruce. I appreciate it. Thanks for giving your insights. We might run just a few minutes over tonight, but I wanted to get, if anybody did have a question or two about a website or if they want to ask an opinion, maybe myself and Bruce can help you out if you're thinking of something, a way we can steer you in the right direction. So anybody calling in tonight and have a question about their website or what they think they should do, feel free to ask. Go ahead. No questions?
Are they all muted, Michael? Do they have to come out unmuted?
No, everybody's wide open. So anybody who wants to ask a question should be able to call in and or log in. That's okay. No questions. Appreciate everybody listening in tonight. This has been recorded. We will get out a copy of the recording to those that didn't get a chance to call in and those that would like to listen in again. And if you do have any questions about your website or what to do with your website, contact me. I still do the free website if you wanted one for your thing, but there's a lot of other options out there that I think work better nowadays. I will give you one, but I can't guarantee it'll get you found on Google. So with that, I appreciate everybody calling. Next week,
I do have one question.
Go ahead.
You said this is being recorded. I know you've recorded the other training sessions. Where are these posted at so that you can actually get to them?
Okay. Great question, Paul. I actually will send out a link. I did that on the last one. Last week's call did not get recorded. I didn't realize it wasn't recording until the very end when I went to turn it off, and it wasn't on. So this one here is being recorded, and I'll send out a link with it. And then I am working on a dealer training site. That these will all be archived on as well. So hopefully we'll be able to get that up and running here in the next couple of months. Thanks for bringing that up, Paul. Next week, I'm going to talk about getting customers with easy products. We're a motor oil company, but we've got some excellent, wonderful products. I'm going to talk about using products like PI, two-cycle, grease, metal protector, diesel concentrate, Miracle Wash, Gear Lube or something besides engine oil. It should be a good program. Should help you maybe get some ideas on building your business with some of these ancillary products that AMSOIL has that are excellent, work well, and can get a customer pretty darn quick. So with that, I appreciate everybody calling in tonight.
Thank you, Michael.
Bruce.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce, for your contribution tonight. And everybody have a great week and happy selling. Good night.
Good night, buddy.